Infections yesterday. Data compiled by the COVID Tracking Project shows more than 144,000 new cases were reported across the U.S., surpassing the more than 136,000 new cases recorded just the day before. United States Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
This is a red alert and all hands on deck, but it should have been a long time ago. The President and the Republicans in Congress have ignored by delay, distortion, denial, deaths have been caused.
Another 1,421 people died Wednesday, pushing the seven-day average over 1,000. Christmas this year looms largely for businesses, and the happiest time of the year brings no shortage of COVID-related challenges. FedEx Executive Vice President Bree Carrere says stores are pushing customers to buy early while expanding services like curbside pickup to minimize online shipping.
We are warmed up for what we're calling the ship-a-thon. Like everything else in 2020, this is going to be an unprecedented peak season.
Rejected President-elect Joe Biden says he's not worried that President Donald Trump has broken with tradition by not letting him read the ultra-secret daily brief containing the nation's most sensitive intelligence before the inauguration. However, Republican U.S. Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma says if the president-elect is not invited into the briefings, he'll step in.
There's nothing wrong with Vice President Biden getting the briefings to be able to prepare himself and so that he can be ready. The president's already getting those. There's nothing wrong with the former vice president getting those. Kamala Harris is on the intelligence committee. She has all the clearances that she needs to be able to.
This is VOA News. Tomorrow marks an auspicious anniversary. On November the 13th, 1970, a young Air Force officer